Hi, Brian. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Oh, great.
Good. I was following up regarding your account and the past due balance. We're still having trouble processing it.
How much do I owe now?
Just $299. No, no, no.
Oh,
you're only past due the November 1st payment. If the system sent you out the other one, that's just letting you know that on December 1st, another payment occurs. But you're catching it in time. You only have the one payment due.
All right. Well, here's the deal. I want to cancel it altogether.
Okay.
I tried to send a message, but they told me I couldn't do it through messaging, so.
So in the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 1st. So the November 1st is outstanding, and we cannot cancel an account with a past due balance.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I can pay that.
Okay. How come you're wanting to cancel?
Well, I'm going to tell you why. Because, number one, I haven't gotten any calls. Period. Number two, I don't have time to even log onto the dashboard, look at it, change anything. I'm a very, very busy person. And
I see.
I just don't even have the time. So I'm literally just throwing money away because I'm not even going to use it. You know, I'm a single father. I have three kids. So when I'm not running my business, I have three kids to take care of by myself. So. Like full time.
Got it.
You know.
So I wanted to let you know something, Brian. In the terms, we also disclose that first page placement typically takes 45 to 60 days. Your account went into suspension at the 30-day mark because of the problem with the payment. But I'm telling you that because you're right on the cusp of where this is going to explode and get your phone ringing and bring you tons of work. So, you know, especially since you're a single dad, I mean, this is going to fund some pretty nice things for your kids and everything. So what I'm thinking is if you want to cancel it, I'll respect you and, you know, I'll collect the past due and I'll cancel it now. But I also could push the next payment out 30 days for you all the way till December 18th. And that way you have plenty of time to get, you know, reliable home improvement services on the first page, get your phone ringing with new clients. That way you can, you know, see the magnitude of what this is going to do for your business. And with that extra time, keep in mind you're still on a month-to-month program. So if come December 18th you still want to cancel, no problem. You just call us a couple of days ahead of time and you wouldn't have any further charges. But that way you'll get some more bang for your buck and recoup some of the money that you've already spent. You know what I mean?
All right. So let me ask you this. Because this is part of my confusion. So I got a message saying that I was past due. Now that's fine. I can tell you that's not a problem. And it was like, oh, and then on the 15th, you're going to owe $500 some. I'm like, what the fuck is this? Why would I owe another $200 15 days later?
Let me look at that text because the system will save them. Yeah, it's just kind of reminding you that your billing is on the 1st. It says, hi, Brian, your account is past due for $299 and will become past due for $598 on 12/1. But don't worry about that. We can get the payment up to speed, and I can push the next billing out to the 18th. That way you don't have to worry about that December 1st payment. My main thing is giving you time to, you know, recoup some of that money that you spent. And your Google listing is already live, and it's already verified, and it's already starting to rank. So one thing that will help you tremendously is to start getting a couple of 5-star reviews on it. So I'll send you an email that will help you with that. It'll say, you know, thank you for using my service, and if you're happy with it, please click here to leave a review. And that way you can copy it and paste it and send it to some of your past and present clients. And even getting, you know, a couple of reviews here and there is going to give you that 5-star ranking, and it's going to help you with your conversion, you know, because now people will have that comfortable feeling in hiring you, you know, even prior to picking up the phone and calling you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I have a lot of customers that are willing to, you know, write reviews and stuff. So that's not a problem.
Excellent. Okay. Well, I just sent you that email, and that will trigger a text message too. So if some of the customers, you don't have their email, but you have their phone number, you can also forward the link on the text message. Okay. And then for that past due amount, is it a different card that you'd like to use to get that squared away?
Just hold on 1 second, all right?
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Is it the 4603 card or whatever?
That's the one I have, yep.
Hold on. I just need to transfer some money real quick. Just hold on.
Okay, no problem.
It'll only take a second. You there?
I'm here.
All right. You can go ahead and process that payment.
Okay. I'll process it now. And then I'll push the next one out till December 18th. And then if you have any questions down the road, you could always reach me. I'm at extension 777, okay?
Okay.
All yep. Right. And I got the green light for you, too, so you're all good to go. So thank you so much, Brian, for taking care of that, and have a really nice rest of your week, too, okay?
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. You're very welcome. Okay. Bye-bye.
All right.